Welcome to the NBA Outlet Halftime Show presented by OTGBasketball.com. Make sure you follow OTG on Twitter at OTGBasketball. The first half of Game 2 has concluded. The Golden State Warriors lead the Cleveland Cavaliers 67-64. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me today, my good friend Corey Waldron and special guest, Chris Hines. What's up, Chris?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me on.
Chris, Nick, thanks for having me on, too. I'm glad I can do a pod with both of you guys since I've both known you guys for a while now.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. It looks like we have a good game in Game 2. What is your guys' initial reactions?
Well, my initial reaction is the fact that Curry and Kyrie are both playing very sluggish. Both are turning over the ball. Neither one of them have had a very big impact except to help the other team get some easy points. And the fact that LeBron James has just looked like the best player in the world. He hasn't turned the ball over much. I think he has one turnover. Well, he has three. But he already has a double-double, just like in Game 1. He just looks a lot more locked in.
Yeah, man, I agree. I think Curry is being very, very careless. Too many turnovers, just lazy passes. I will say Klay Thompson is contributing some offensively. And he's playing some lockdown defense. And, of course, Kevin Durant, he's rotating on defense almost perfectly. And if Curry can get it together, I think the Warriors can take off in the second half.
Yeah, I think they brought up a great point in the first half of the broadcast. They mentioned Steve Kerr wanted to see how his team would react if they won Game 1. And I think they're playing a little bit sloppy. I expect them to kind of turn it up going to the second half. Like you mentioned, Chris, Curry with the turnovers. And, you know, I think they could tighten it up a little bit on D just with the perimeter defense. But the Cavs have kind of stepped up. Like you guys mentioned, Kevin Love, he's playing big. LeBron's doing his thing, as we all know he's going to do. One guy who's been kind of slow for the Cavs, that's Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Uncle Drew is not in effect right now. He's lost, you know. He's just not even there. It might have something to do with him giving that shout-out to Kehlani on Instagram yesterday. Gotta stay focused, man.
I think the one thing, too, for Cleveland is the fact that, again, Tristan Thompson has been a no-show in 7 minutes. Like, I know they went to Channing Frye pretty early on. We didn't really see much of him in Game 1, if any. And it's just the rebounding for me is a big concern for the Cavs, because I really thought that was going to be an area that they really succeed. You know, they have better bigs, I feel like. And the fact that Tristan Thompson, again, only has 2 rebounds at the halftime, Chang Fry only has 2 rebounds, and again, LeBron James, your top rebounder. That's just an issue for Cleveland.
Yeah, and I think Tristan Thompson, somebody who had a good finals last year. You know, he had a big impact, not only on the boards, but defensively he kind of stepped up. And this year he's, like, losing minutes to Fry. You know, they went to a lineup with no center where they're playing LeBron and Kevin Love as their bigs, and that's something I think that's probably best suited for them in this series.
I totally agree. I don't think having Tristan out there right now is going to work, because last year they didn't have Durant out there. True. You know, if he gets switched and he has to guard Durant or Curry, it's just too easy to take advantage of him. And I think that's why he's just been so ineffective on offense, defense. You forget Tristan is out there. He's just not there right now. But you see Fry, he can go out there and set that screen and pop and hit a three. Tristan just can't do that.
And that helps open up the paint for LeBron. But you mentioned it, KD out there. I want to ask you guys a question. Do you think anybody on the Cavaliers can defend KD?
I mean, LeBron James, if he really focuses up and, like, plays the lockdown defense, he can limit Durant. But it's like any superstar. You can't stop a superstar. You know, and the fact of the matter is Durant, LeBron, Curry for the most part, and even Kyrie, if they really get going, you can't really stop them from getting going. Once a superstar gets hot, they're going to be hot for most of the game. That's just what's been for Durant. You know, he hit that three to end, like, late end of the shot clock. You know, he's just been on fire, and that's just what it is.
Yeah, you can't stop that guy. Like, I shook hands with Kevin Durant. Yes, he's 7 feet tall. And when he's going off the dribble, he can score on the post, give you a fadeaway. That transition play when he came down on the wing and just stopped on a dime and pulled up for three, like, you can't do anything about that one, man. He's just – literally one of the most elite scorers we've ever seen. Top five, definitely.
And then when you look at him in this game, too, it's also his passing's been great in this series. And defensively, I think he has, you know, 3 or 4 blocks this game and some good defense on LeBron James. And that's something you can't say about a lot of players in this league.
Yeah, he has 3 blocks, Nick, and 3 steals. He has the most blocks and steals of any player in the game already.
But talking about Kevin Love's also stepping up. You know, he wasn't bad in Game 1. Offensively, he didn't score a lot, but he'd had 21 rebounds, I think. But this game, he's definitely came out more aggressive, and he came out hot. Kind of gives him that scoring punch, especially with Kyrie struggling.
He's hit some shots that, like, he just hasn't made like in a lot of series. Like he's hitting a lot of off balance and tough shots this game. And honestly, Draymond, who we know is a very good physical defender, he's really taking it to him, especially late in the second quarter. He was really just bullying him down low a few times.
Yeah, Draymond got those three fouls, and he kind of had to take a step back and, you know, kind of let Kevin Love go to work. And I'm not mad at him for doing that. I'd rather, you know, let him get a few buckets here and there instead of getting your fourth foul and we going into the second half with you, you know, on the bench or whatever. So I'm not mad at Draymond for taking a step back. I do think Kevin Love is playing well offensively. His issue is defensively, and that pick and roll, him and Kyrie Irving just keep getting lost. Oh, my goodness, it's terrible.
Yeah, and you know, when you get a switch on Kevin Love, especially when Durant's had the switch, and even Draymond's attacked him a few times, it's, you know, they're going to get easy baskets, but it's tough because the Cavs need the offense on the floor. But moving on, who do you think's been the best player in this half for the Warriors?
Be Kevin Durant, I don't think, without question. I mean, he already has 15 points. He's got 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. I mean, he's already filling up the stat sheet. And no one else has really had like a great impact. I know Clay has 11 points and he's played very good defense on Kyrie, but it's got to be Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I would say Kevin Durant too, but I think we got to give some love to Clay Thompson because he's doing the things that don't show up on a stat sheet. Just his rotations defensively have been just perfect. You know, when the Cavs do that screen and roll and then they try to, you know, LeBron tries to skip it to the corner, Durant and Clay, Draymond, everybody is rotating perfectly on just on a thread, you know, on a screen. They all rotate to the screener, the person who's rolling. It's perfect, just symmetry with them.
Exactly. You know, Clay definitely has stepped up defensively, and I think you look at Kyrie Irving's number, and a lot of that has to do with Clay's defense. He's definitely got into him a little bit in that physical defense, but I'm going to go with Corey. I think Kevin Durant's been huge, and not only because offensively he's scoring and, you know, moving things on the offensive end, but defensively having those 3 blocks and those 3 steals and his impact on both ends of the floor. But best player for the Cavs in the first half?
I'm going to go different. I'm going to say Kevin Love, only for the fact that, like, we knew LeBron James was going to have a big game, too, after game one. You know, he had 8 turnovers in game one. They lost, obviously. So you needed, like, someone to step up, and especially with the fact that Kyrie has been limited because of Clay. They needed someone to step up, and it's been Kevin Love. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Kevin Love and just the fact that he's been so aggressive and effective offensively.
I'm going to go with Shumpert. I think Shumpert is surprising some people right now. He's making some, you know, some good defensive plays and hitting a few shots, some wild shots here and there. But on defense, he's definitely making Durant work for it tonight, which is all you can do. Like Corey said, you have to at least pressure Durant some. And Shumpert being a much bigger body than most of the other players, you know, you got to have him in there. And he's usually a liability on offense. So it's good that he can contribute something on both ends tonight.
Well, you guys set it up for me to have the easy answer. I'm going to go with LeBron James. 18 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. You know, LeBron's not out there. I think there was a point in the second quarter, you know, when they started the second quarter and LeBron wasn't out there, and I think it was like a 4 or 6 point lead. Next thing you know, it's like 11 or 12. LeBron has to come back in. And it's kind of that effect we saw, not to the same extent, but what we saw in that Houston OKC series. When Westbrook left the floor, the team just struggled. And they need LeBron out there, not only what he does offensively, but defensively as well.
Oh, man, that's one thing I saw. It's like every time the Cavs get a rebound, they do what, like, middle school kids, the kids do. They look for LeBron, hand it to him, and kind of get out the way. I think the Warriors should try to stop him before he crosses half court to kind of slow down the Cavs' transition offense, you know, because once he gets in, he's going. That's where he's getting most of his points, just bullying, you know, when he's full speed, full steam ahead. You know, you got to stop him, stop ball earlier, and he's the only one bringing the ball up. Kyrie's not really feeling it right now, so make him get the ball. Make him uncomfortable. But I'm not going to keep letting LeBron just get it in transition and run the show. Somebody has to, you know, at least jab at him, you know, make him a little aware that you're there and slow him down a step.
Yeah, no, that's a great point because LeBron's got out on the fast break a lot. And like you said, attacking the rim and easy baskets. In game one, the Cavs only had 9 fast break points. Game two, they have 15 already. So I think that was kind of a point of emphasis. Just from the beginning, you saw LeBron kind of pick up the tempo. We saw the Warriors do it in the game one as well. But this game, it seems like the Cavs are getting back and the Warriors weren't expecting this kind of surge from the Cavs.
And the one thing, too, I've noticed is even when LeBron sat for that brief stretch, the minute he got back, like the minute he was off the floor, you could tell like the confidence changed on Cleveland. Like whenever LeBron gets back on the floor, it feels like everyone on the team boosts of confidence. You know, Shumpert gets a little bit more aggressive. Channing Frye feels more willing to pull the trigger. It's just crazy the effect LeBron has on the teammates when he's on the court.
Yeah, and I think that's something we mentioned before in this podcast is like when your leader's there, I think it just makes the team feel a lot more comfortable. Same thing with the Warriors. When Steve Kerr's around, I think it makes them feel more comfortable, even though they're not playing great this game compared to game one when the score was, but they still obviously have the third and fourth. But LeBron's out there. Everyone feels calm. They know what's going on, and he's going to kind of steady the ship.
But think about it this way. He had one more thing, Nick. He had 4 assists in game one at halftime. He already has 10 at this point at halftime. It just shows how much everyone around him also is just playing better.
Yeah, I think we touched on the halftime show of game one and the recap show is, you know, LeBron needed to get his teammates involved early and often just to kind of get their confidence going. But on from there, who struggled the most for the Warriors in the first half?
It's got to be Curry. I mean, he already has 6 turnovers. A couple of them they were very just careless. A couple of them driving and just throwing up the ball backwards, not really paying attention to where his teammates are and where the Cavs defenders are. He was 1 for 6 from 3, 2 for 8 from the field. So it's got to be Curry. You know, you need your superstar to get this 2-0 lead. And Curry is obviously he's the engine that really fuels this Warriors team. And it's got to be Curry who's been struggling so far.
Yeah, I totally agree with Curry on that answer, man. He just has to make better decisions coming off the pick and roll. And usually that cross court, the skip pass he does is open, but the Cavs watch the film and they're really making it a goal to stop that, and they've been on point with it. So he has to start making better decisions and stop jumping the pass. He got to stop picking it up too early. So he got to really work on his decision making in the second half.
Yeah, I think the easy choice is Curry here, like you guys mentioned. The turnovers is the thing that stick out to you, and they're not like, you know, he's driving to the rim and it just happens to like bounce off somebody and go out of bounds, or it's like a tip pass. It's like these are blatantly bad turnovers. And like you said, he's not putting enough zip on the ball. You know, when you make a pass, especially in the NBA Finals, you need to make sure it gets there fast. So I think, and then the 1 of 6 from 3, you know, he needs to shoot better too. I expect him to kind of step in the second half like he did in game one. But who's been the worst for the Cavs?
I'm going to say Tristan Thompson, only because, you know, J.R. Smith. he's an absolute no-show. I mean, what has happened to him since that wrist injury this season? He is completely – like, he's now worse than Amon Shumpert, and I never thought I'd say that.
I'm going to take the easy one with Tristan Thompson. He just – I feel like he's a little out of place in this series. You know, he kind of – he doesn't have the ability of somebody like David West. David West having that ability to hit that free throw jumper, hit a baseline jumper, and have a, you know, a post hook really helps him be relevant in the game. And Tristan just can't do that. When he can't rebound and get one of these long rebounds, it's like he's really not in the game. He doesn't seem like he's playing at all. So, and, you know, when you lose minutes to Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson, that's a problem.
Yeah, especially, you know, because the Warriors do play small a lot, you would expect Tristan to, you know, take advantage sometime. And it's just like he doesn't seem have the same energy. It's kind of, I think it has something to do with Zaza and the whole Warriors team kind of getting into him early and kind of preventing him from getting his rhythm. Because, you know, you grab offensive rebound, you get an easy putback, you're going to have more energy to do it again. But I guess I'm going to go with J.R. Smith too with Corey, just because 0 points. And, like, he's just looked so bad this series. He looked lost. I don't know if you guys saw that meme where it's like, oh, they have KD now.
I did see that one.
That's what he looks like the whole series. He's looked like that. It's just like, come on, bro. It's not like he wasn't bad last year. He played a lot of minutes too, and defensively he was pretty good for them. The only thing I guess he's brought is some physicality, but he needs to hit some shots.
I just miss the old JR, the aggressive JR. I mean, I can't remember the last time JR took one shot and a half. Like, especially like in a game like this when like Kyrie's struggling, like you expect a shooter like JR to get more like shots going or to at least get himself going. He just has no confidence, I feel like.
But going on to the second half, what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment for the Warriors?
Limit LeBron. Just try and keep LeBron out of the paint. Try and force LeBron to shoot. LeBron hasn't taken a 3 all game yet. We know LeBron's been extending his range, but if you're the Warriors, you know, you still want LeBron to shoot. You got to turn him into a shooter and let him beat you by the jump shot.
I agree with that, but I think the Warriors have to control the ball offense more. You know, stop with the careless turnovers, make some better decisions, you know, move the ball as much as possible. And, I mean, because think about it, this is literally one of the best offensive teams we've ever seen. So if they can control their turnover situation, they're up 15 points, easy.
Exactly. I think you made a great point, especially with the lethal offense they have. the Warriors are just so successful, and every time you lose the ball, it's a possible 3 points you're losing right there. So I'm agreeing with Chris on this one. I think, you know, the turnovers, you got to control the ball better. And I think the Cavs also have done a better job attacking them, but you need to make them pay for attacking you because their rotations haven't been great in the first half. Biggest adjustment you guys see for the Warriors in the second half? I mean, for the Cavs in the second half.
I mean, the biggest adjustment would have to be just actually, Chris, you go ahead and get this one. I don't even know what I'm going to say.
I think Kyrie has to get it going somehow. Kevin Love is playing as good as he can. LeBron obviously is doing everything he can. So I think Kyrie has to find a way to affect this game. And this is why I think it's important for guys to be able to play defense too. You know, if you only can be engaged in a game where you're scoring, then that's a bad sign. Because when you have a bad offensive night, you're just not out there. So I think Kyrie has to, you know, wake up on defense first, and then it'll affect his offense.
I mean, I guess for Cleveland, for me, I would just say keep attacking. I mean, you got Draymond with 3 fouls, Durant with 2 fouls, Curry with 2 fouls. I would just keep on attacking the stars, whether it's through pick and roll or whatever you want to do. Just keep on attacking these superstars, and hopefully you can draw fouls and get to the line. I mean, Shumpert was great in the first half for that reason. He got a foul on Durant to pick up his second, and I think he got a foul on either I don't think it was Livingston or McGee, but either way, like guys like Shumpert being aggressive and drawing fouls is key for Cleveland.
Yeah, I think one thing they need to do is keep pushing the pace and getting those easy baskets, especially LeBron. And that's a spot I'd like to see Kyrie step up, because in the past we've seen a plenty of Kyrie to LeBron alley-oops, and he's usually running the break with him. So we haven't seen much of that. I like Kyrie to step up, get involved in the fast break, and kind of just keep playing tough defense, maybe do a little bit better job on your rotations, and you know, you'll have a shot in this game if Kyrie steps up.
Totally agree.
Predictions for the second half. Who wins?
I'm saying Warriors win 120 to 115.
I won't predict the ending score, but I think the Warriors definitely win by 8.
Yeah, I think the Warriors, what I look at in this game, and I looked at in game one, is like, you know, they haven't played great in the first half. You know, they have another gear to hit. And the Cavs, it's like, how much better are they going to play, especially when the Warriors are giving them this opportunity, having 13 turnovers in half and you're not winning. I'm going with the Warriors. And I'm thinking like 117-111 Warriors. But that wraps it up for today. Thank you guys for hopping on, and thanks everybody for listening. Enjoy the second half.